This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday, and it's an awesome Tuesday. I am proud of you. I will explain why here in just a moment. We'll get to that. We'll get to yet another case of them taking your children from you. We'll talk about the whole two national anthem thing. Should people be forced to say the Pledge of Allegiance? Looks like FBI agent Elvis Chan is back in the news again. All that, so much more, the Mayorkas stuff. All that's coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And do not call yet. There's not even a screener there. Chris informed me. It's been like 2 or 3 weeks since we took a phone call on the show. So later on, probably second hour at some point in time, we will open up the lines and take some of those as long as they don't suck. If too many of them do, I'll just cut that off and we'll go back again. But that is all coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I'm proud of you. And I'm proud of me, if I have to say. No, quit. I'm proud of you. And I'll explain why in just a moment. Before I get it, do you remember what happened when Trump got elected and he started doing actual border enforcement? It's one of the things he did very, very well. Remain in Mexico policy, border enforcement, started detaining people at the border and separating children from adults at the border. That's one of the most effective things you can do. Not that you want to rip a child away from its parents, because most of these kids are being trafficked by somebody other than their parents. So when you get them there, you separate them out until you can confirm, hey, that's actually dad, that's actually mom, right? So it was a basic thing. Do you remember what the left did? Do you remember what the communists did, what the system did? Because it was way more than just Democrats. Immediately, there was an all-out assault on what was happening at the border. A propaganda effort that was honestly stunning in its width and breadth. It was amazing to watch it. Do you remember AOC? The Bronx's very own AOC. If you don't remember this, go look it up. I'm sure you'll find it in an internet search in 5 seconds. Look up AOC border picture. AOC, let me see if this works. I'm doing this live on the air. AOC border picture. Tell me what you see. You remember when she went down there, dressed all in white, and fake cried for the cameras. Yep, there it was. AOC border picture. There she was. You see her fake crying, grabbing the fence. The media launched it all out. Oh my gosh, kids in cages. Remember kids in cages? You remember that, don't you? I'm going somewhere with this. Just stay with me. This is going to be a credit to you. And eventually, they actually got the Trump administration to stop the child separation policy, a basic common sense policy, not even remotely controversial. But the propaganda was so heavy from Democrats, media, every part of the system, kids in cages, concentration camps. Remember they were calling them concentration camps? You remember that? Eventually, they got the Trump administration to back off solid policy. Why? How? Because the communist understands there is more than one way to wield power. And the communist understands just because he may not have an official seat of power, he still has the ability to affect policy and pull the country further to the left. Even when he's not sitting in the big boy chair, when the communist doesn't have the presidency or doesn't have the House or doesn't have the Senate or doesn't have any of the three, he doesn't sit around crying. He doesn't sit around just, quote, waiting till the next election. That's what the GOP is very famous for. The communist understands his role in that moment is a different role. He is still an activist. He must create outrage. He must push his agenda even when he doesn't have the power to do so. And he does so very, very, very effectively. The right is awful at this. We have been off with this for the entirety of my life. We will lose the presidency or the House or the Senate. Honestly, unless we have all three, we act completely helpless. How many times have you heard somebody out there? Well, I mean, we can't. We don't have the Senate. Well, I mean, you hear it all the time now. Well, I mean, yeah, we have the House, but it's just a thin majority, guys. Well, I mean, I know we have the presidency, but we don't have the House anymore. There's always a list of excuses why they can't ever do the things they promise you they're going to do. You never hear that from the communist. He demands wins now, whether he has the House, Senate, presidency, none of the above. He is an activist at all times, affecting policy for his evil cause. The right has been awful with this. The right just had a gigantic win at this, and you should be proud of yourself. Proud of yourself. 3 months ago, Mitch McConnell, he came to Chuck Schumer. We know this now from various leaks. He came to Chuck Schumer and he said, hey, listen, the right has no appetite for more unlimited funds for Ukraine. The right, they're not going to allow any amnesty at all, especially if Donald Trump gets elected again. They're not going to allow any amnesty at all. Now is our only chance. We have to come up with this big Democrat-Republican border bill that gives mass amnesty out and billions of dollars for Ukraine and billions for Israel. And of course, nothing for the American people, but we have to do this and we have to do this now. And they spent 3 months. This wasn't 3 minutes. They spent 3 months negotiating behind closed doors in the worst possible ways to put together the most treasonous, despicable bill I have ever seen in my life. A border security bill that does nothing for border security, that guarantees an open border, guarantees amnesty. It's horrific what they came up with. They roll out this bill last weekend. James Lankford, he was appointed by McConnell to be the face of this. Just so you know, a little behind the scenes, inside baseball stuff, Mitch McConnell is getting old and fading fast. Remember when he kept losing his train of thought in an interview? Inside baseball in D.C. is Mitch McConnell is not nearly as powerful as he once was. He just doesn't have the mental capacity to be that powerful. So because he's not powerful, because he's not popular, he enlisted James Naked Kendall Lankford out of Oklahoma. And by the way, James Lankford and your people, I know either you or your people are listening. I know you're not up for re-election until 2028. You should understand that I'm going to remember you. And if you get a primary challenger, we may just move the Jesse Kelly Show to Oklahoma for the length of the primary. I'm going to remember you, Naked Kendall, and I'm going to cost you your political career if I can do so. I want you to know that for what you did. Anyway, Mitch McConnell goes to James Lankford and says, hey, James, you're weak, stupid, and useless. Go out there and be the face of this whole thing, huh?
Elon Musk, who posted, quote, the long-term goal of the so-called border security bill is enabling illegals to vote. It will do the total opposite of securing the border, unquote. Now, I know that Elon Musk is not an expert on illegal immigration or the border, but he has a huge megaphone.
He does.
Explain what he's talking about here. Is he wrong?
Well, I think he needs to go back to doing the 2 million Teslas that are currently being recalled right now to be able to focus in on that. No, it's not focused on trying to be able to get more illegals to vote. That's
yeah, okay, it sounded really bad. You want to know what the headlines are today? Why I'm so proud of you? Headline: even John Cornyn has serious concerns with the border bill. Headline: Mitch McConnell turns against the border bill. Red State, this is from Red State, for some reason, Senator James Lankford won't commit to advancing his own border deal. This border deal was met with so much activism activism and outrage from you. Forget about the deal being dead in the House. It's probably not going to escape the United States Senate. The face of the deal probably won't even vote for it. That's how much venom and heat and hate you pour down on Senator Naked Kendall, on Mitch McConnell, on John Cornyn, on all the other losers. They felt your rage and they got scared, and you should feel good about that. Really, really good about that. We're sitting here. We don't have the Senate. Slim majority in the House. We don't have the presidency. We don't. What power do we have, right? What power do we have? We point things out, but what actual power do we have? But activism is power too. Activism is power too. And you used it. Jesse, I didn't do anything. I put up a comment on Facebook. These dorks all read their Facebook comments. I don't. They all do. You did it. Put a smile on your face. You did it. Some good news, all right? Look, you can't, what are you going to do? You have to make them afraid of your anger, unless you're going to ship them all a male vitality stack. Look, I don't even know, honestly, you know how much of a fan of Chalk I am. You know, I'm a fan of not just the products, I'm a fan of the people, the anti-communists at Chalk. And I've told you about a male vitality stack and how it'll increase your testosterone levels 20% in 3 months. But that's not good enough for James Lankford. I don't know that even a male vitality stack could help James Lankford. I think he's probably a lost cause. So instead, we're going to cost him his Senate seat if we can. You, in the meantime, take your male vitality stack or female vitality stack for the ladies, or chocolate powder, or some Chad mode before a workout, or whatever. Get some natural herbal supplements in your body. You don't need to take my word for it. You will feel the difference. Chalk has a gigantic discount until the end of February for subscriptions for the lifetime of them. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Go now.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show. Love, hate, death threats. Email those in to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Now, this has been the normal line from Republicans. Every time they don't have the House, Senate, presidency, frankly, even when they do, they complain about how tiny their majority is. But the normal line has been, well, I mean, we can't. I it's an election year.
It is interesting. Republicans 4 months ago would not give funding for Ukraine, for Israel, and for our southern border because we demanded changes in policy. So we actually locked arms together and said, we're not going to give you money for this. We want a change in law. And now it's interesting, a few months later, when we're finally getting to the end, they're like, oh, just kidding. I actually don't want a change in law because it's a presidential election year.
It's what we've always gotten. Always the same excuses over and over again. Always. We fought back and we won. Put a smile on your face. We fought back and we won. It is a good thing. It is a good day. I'm in a great mood. Now, there's something very, very odd about the communists. I find it to be awful. It's one of those things I really, really hate. But it's wild once you see it, how you can't unsee it. And that is the communists' ability to play the victim whenever he's called out on any of the evil things he does. It's a reflex for them. It's not even like they think it through. It's just a natural reflex. Whenever they do get caught doing something evil, which they're always doing something evil, whenever they get caught doing something evil, they immediately play the victim. And you should understand that this is not unique to the American communists. If you can go back and read about the Soviet Union, China, they all did this all the time. They would always be subversive and revolutionary and murdering and destroying. And then the second they got caught, it'd be, look at how oppressed I am. So the American communist isn't the first one to come up with this stuff. But golly. So look, Eric Adams is a great example. He's handing out millions of dollars to illegals in New York City. Even rapper 50 Cent is criticizing him. Here was Eric Adams.
So I know under first brush you look at and say, oh, wait a minute, what are you doing? You're giving people cars? But once you dig into the numbers and in the line, you'll see that this was a smart policy shift that we're doing on a pilot project with 500 people. If this is successful, we're going to expand it even more. I told 50 Cent to hit me up. I would love to explain it to him so that he can...
Yeah, we got it. Anyway, he's catching a whole bunch of heat because of that stuff. Here was Eric Adams on why he's catching so much heat.
Stand up. They need to see you. Deputy Mayor Williams Isom, Deputy Mayor Mira Josie, Deputy Mayor Amazar, Deputy Mayor Maria Torres Springer. Have you ever seen this much chocolate leading the city of New York? This is representative of the city. That's
New York's 20% black, by the way. 20%.
Why people are hating on me. You trying to figure out why they're hating?
That's why they're hating on me. They're hating on me because I'm black. Immediate reflex. It's instinct for them. It's not unique to Eric Adams. Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, he's in a bit of hot water, especially since his CEO flat out came out and admitted on camera that she fired white people for the color of their skin.
We want to also focus on emotional safety. And I told the team these values would be on the walls, but more importantly, they would operate in the halls. And then the 100-day plan was in four parts, and it was to model zero tolerance. So set up a hotline, complaint process, et cetera, do an investigation.
Yeah, I can't deal with her anymore. Anyway, Mark Cuban was asked about it. You're going to love Mark Cuban's excuse.
You know, social media has changed. It's no longer social. And since Twitter became X, like when I get Jew ban, I get you're not white, you're Jewish. I get tell the Jew to shut up. And I just bookmark them. Twitter has become just a cesspool for hate. And so trying to go there and change people's mind, I mean, I've seen people try, and then everybody just gangs up. Social media, I don't see as being that place. I think you've got to go face to face.
Mark Cuban, he only gets a lot of crap because there's a bunch of anti-Semitism out there. It's definitely not that he is pushing communist policies everywhere, firing white people from their jobs for the color of their skins. You see, you're just an anti-Semite. It is wild to me how it's a reflex for these people. Excuse making, being the victim, it's natural for them. But look, maybe we should just keep listening to all that stuff, because it would be better than having to listen to the American president tell a story about hanging with the French president who died just about 30 years ago.
Right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from France looked at me and said, how long are you back for? And I looked.
Mitterrand died in 1996, Joe. He died. But that's okay. I mean, look, at least Joe Biden's out there. He's going to tackle Hamas.
There is some movement, and I don't want to choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from the... there's been a response.
I'm sorry, I can't do it anymore. We'll do more in a second.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I'm going to get to this horrific story here really quickly, and then we're going to move past it because I have a bunch of other stuff I want to get to. What, Chris? I said Tuesday. Did I say Monday? I think I said Tuesday, Chris. I don't. Whatever. It's Tuesday. If you've messed up the day, that's not me. That's on you for not knowing what day it is. Anyway, on a Tuesday, let's get through this horrific story. You remember that guy? He's pretty handsome. He's been talking about how you need to get out. You need to move to a red state. Here's a headline for you from Not the Bee. New York court denies parental rights to a dad who didn't want his 8-year-old son to be on puberty blockers. 8 years old. Kid's psychopath witch mother tried to inject his body full of crap. Thankfully, the boy has, I guess, wisened up a bit, and now he's just decided he's going to remain a boy as if he had options. But by this point in time, the father is only allowed to see his son 3 hours a week. If I could only see my sons 3 hours a week, I would not make it. I don't know what I would do. And if I knew that they were stuck with some child mutilating demon of a mother, it would be just too much for me. Get out. Get out of these places. They want your kids. Get out of these places. All right. All right. I have to finish the Biden thing because there's so much good Biden stuff today. I don't know if I'm going to have time to get to all of it, but he was trying to talk about Hamas. And I know this is going to be physically painful for you like it is for me, but daggone it makes me laugh. What else can we do but laugh? I need to clarify. I know this is horrific and horrible. The United States president has dementia. His brain is melting in front of our faces. We are humiliated every time he talks in front of the planet. It breaks my heart that this is where the United States of America is. Your Democrat voting liberal Aunt Peggy is responsible for this. I get all that. So what else can we do but laugh? You have to admit, this is friggin' hilarious.
There is some movement, and
oh,
I don't want...
Oh, pause. Before he keeps going, you know what's getting really bad now? Because you can see when he's talking, he'll kind of close his eyes and almost wince. I was going to say squint, but it almost looks like he's wincing as if, you know, hey, I just stubbed my toe. That's how brutal it is for the American president to form a complete sentence. Ouch.
I don't want to maybe choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from there's been a response from the opposition. But, yes, I'm sorry, from Hamas. But it seems to be a little over the top. We're not sure where it is. There's a continuing negotiation right now.
Yeah, don't worry. If World War III breaks out, that's the commander-in-chief. And wait, maybe you thought it was all bad news. I'm going to get to this other little story here in a moment about Obama. Of course, he's rearing up his ugly head again, but... One final thing on Biden. I have some good news. Seriously, focus. I have good news. Maybe you're a pro-life person like I am. Maybe you're a really pro-life person like I am. And I hope you are. You know, if you're not, that's fine. It is what it is, but I hope you are. Joe Biden's made some pretty radical public statements. Maybe you were under the impression that Joe Biden was all for abortion on demand. Well, I was proud of him today. He got up and he put those fears to bed. He's not for abortion on demand.
Trump now saying Biden's for abortion on demand. Not true. That's not what Roe v. Wade said. It's in the three trimesters. Not a word.
I'm not for abortion on demand. Just the first three trimesters. How many trimesters do you think there are, Joe? If you had to guess. All right, shut up. Focus. Know how we were talking about, or a little bit earlier, we were pointing out how relentless activism is their thing. Relentless activism. Obama is still active, extremely active. He has an advocacy group called the National Security Action. National Security Action. They are sinking gobs of money into the Biden reelection campaign. Why? Well, Ben Rhodes, he's a deputy. He used to be one of the national security advisors for Barack Obama. So, of course, he has no real world experience whatsoever and just hates America. That's perfect for Obama's administration. You know why they're sinking so much money into trying to get Biden to win? And I quote, this is from Ben Rhodes. They will work, quote, to remind people that this is a choice, that Trump represents a very different approach to foreign policy that is dangerous. It occurs to me just how much of our government, Democrat and Republican, is dedicated to boots on the ground everywhere at all times, a constant state of war at all times. That has been America's foreign policy since Korea, and it floors me how despicable it has been, and yet it is the foreign policy of the United States of America. And anyone who threatens to deviate from it even a little bit is treated as if he's some national pariah, some national security threat. I remember like it was yesterday, we had a bunch of troops in Syria, we still do, and Donald Trump, he didn't propose pulling all the troops out of Syria. He proposed taking 1,000 troops from one location in Syria and moving those troops to a different location also in Syria. And the national security apparatus of the United States of America, his own generals, State Department, media, Democrats, Republicans, freaked out as if it was the end of the world. And look, let's be honest about this, quote, border bill that they're still going off about. In fact, Biden has a bunch of comments about that as well. What are they really, truly upset about? Why are Democrats so upset that this border bill failed? I mean, is it about they wanted more border patrol agents and a secure border?
To finally provide the funding that I've repeatedly requested, most recently in October, to actually secure the border.
It's, of course, not about that at all. What was the border bill really about? About washing billions of your money in Ukraine.
Supporting this bill is standing up to Putin. Opposing this bill is playing into his hands. As I said before, the stakes on this fight extend well beyond Ukraine. If we don't stop Putin's appetite for power and control in Ukraine, he won't limit himself to just Ukraine. And the cost for America and our allies and partners will rise. For those Republicans in Congress who think they can oppose funding for Ukraine and not be held accountable, history is watching. History is watching. The failure to support Ukraine at this critical moment will never be forgotten. The position of the MAGA Republicans can be characterized by the New York Times headline. First, and this is the headline, it reads, Trump first, Putin second, America third. That cannot pertain.
Yeah. It was all about keeping the war money flowing without end. That's why Lindsey Graham and Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all the dorks, they're all on the same team. All right, let's talk just a brief moment about something important. You spend one-third of your life in bed. Did you know that? One-third of your life is spent in bed. There's a reason, as I was taught, you never shortchange yourself on three things. Tires, anything that goes on your feet, in your bedding. One-third of your life in bed. How's your bedding? Do you have flannel sheets? Do you have a MyPillow 2.0? Do you have one of their glorious mattress toppers? Blankets? Go get the greatest night's sleep of your life. The energy you have when you knock out 8 solid hours versus 4 okay ones, then 3 or 4 tossing and turning, then you wake up, I need all the coffee in the world. MyPillow's here for you. Made in America. A patriotic company that actually loves us. MyPillow.com. Take advantage of their New Year's sale before it goes bye-bye. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, use the promo code Jesse, or call them. 800-845-0544. Go now.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Apparently, Jewish producer Chris went back and reviewed the tape, and I did say Monday or in the previous segment. Look, Chris, I was testing you, all right? I was seeing if you knew what day it was. I'm glad you were on top of it. You passed the test. So congratulations, Chris. I'm excited for you. Now, let's get to some emails. Hey, great Oracle. Seems Obama have started the Dark Ages and are working behind the scenes to continue what he started. Remember how he pushed to get Obamacare in? He did not worry about losing some elections. He wanted to change the country, and he did. Same thing with the border. This is what I've been trying to explain over and over and over again, and it's a little bit dark. It sounds kind of doomsday-ish, and that's not what I want. I just want everyone to understand what we're seeing here. Joe Biden has flooded the country with 8 million illegals already. 8 million illegals already. By the time his 4 years are up, if he doesn't win re-election, by the time his 4 years are up, he will have allowed 12 million illegals into this country. Now, why? What's the purpose? Well, there's a couple different reasons for it, and it's all horrific. One, they want to fill up their own districts so they don't lose seats. You remember that New York congresswoman, what, I forget her friggin' name from a few days ago, she flat out admitted on camera, well, hey, I'm losing people in my district. I don't want to get redistricted out, so it's about them keeping their power. Mostly, though, it has been a plan that has been in place since the 60s to destroy the United States of America by overwhelming the system. Illegal immigration is like water in a boat. It doesn't matter how big and strong and unsinkable the boat is. If it takes on enough water, the boat will sink. No nation of any size or strength can withstand unending amounts of illegal immigration at all. It's not possible. You destroy the system, you overwhelm the services of the system, you break the system financially, you destroy and break the culture as you mass import other cultures. You know, America does have a unique culture. Multiculturalism is a freaking lie and a myth. We have a unique culture here. You flood the country with illegals, you destroy that. But Democrats have understood, and they understand now, something the right doesn't get and has never gotten, but we had better start waking up. These gains they're making, when I say gains, I mean gains in the effort to destroy the country. So many of these gains are irreversible. Even if Joe Biden loses to Donald Trump in November, Joe Biden is the most successful Democrat president in the history of the United States of America when it comes to implementing his sick anti-American agenda just because of the illegals. Those 12 million people he invited in will never be deported, ever, ever, ever. They will go on to have a dozen kids apiece. They will all vote Democrat their entire lives when they're not in prison. Joe Biden understands this. Democrats understand, even if it costs him the election, it is worth it. If your goal is to sink the boat and you manage to fill the boat up with water, well, even if you're then removed as captain, the boat's still going down. And maybe when I said we won't deport these people en masse, maybe you said something that is completely incorrect, but you want it to be true. Maybe you shouted at the radio just then, that's not true, Jesse. Trump's going to deport them all. No, he's not. Nobody is. There's not a single American citizen, definitely not a single Republican, who would be able to withstand the public heat if they began deporting people en masse. Even if you decided you wanted to, we don't even have the manpower to do it. There's only about 6,000 ICE agents in total, and only about 3,000 of those even deport people. Even if you try to call up the National Guard, enlist every cop shop, you will not deport 12 million, even if you get a bunch of them. I know for a fact you'll chicken out when it comes to the women and kids. Do you remember? We just talked about it earlier. They had them chicken out of the child separation policy after a couple months just from the public heat. But you think they're going to be gathering up the family of 12 living in the basement and sending them back to Guatemala? You got another story? You are going to be shocked when you see the reality of it. I'm not saying that to be cynical or to bring you down. I'm saying these people have always understood if the goal is to destroy America and the Republicans lack the courage to fight you in uncomfortable ways, ways that look bad, then you will always win in the end. And that is what we've lacked. We've lacked the stones. We've lacked the ability, the strength to withstand these people. We complain that the boat's taking on water. Oh my gosh, look at all this water. Gosh, this water's crazy. We love to say, man, I'm going to get rid of this water. As soon as we replace the captain, this water's getting out of the boat. And then we replace the captain, we take over, we throw two buckets of water over the side, and immediately the communist system outrages. Oh my gosh, look at this guy, look how evil he is, look, he's awful, look, he hates illegals, oh my gosh, he hates women, he hates kids. And what do? We back off. Oh, you know what? Yes. Hey, I looked at the public opinion polls, and it looks like the liberal white women are super mad at me. I better back away. These gains they make are permanent gains. It's why I've been borderline frantic screaming at the GOP that they have to make a very uncomfortable stand now. Because here's what the GOP is currently doing. Well, let's hold out till 2024 and Trump will get in and fix it all. That's not possible. It has to be stopped now. That's why we've been talking about it. All right. Should people be forced in school to say the Pledge of Allegiance, sing the national anthem? Let's have a different, probably uncomfortable talk next before we have that talk. How much food do you have? No, I don't. I'm not talking about what you're currently eating. I hope, hopefully it's delicious and has melted cheese on it. I'm talking about emergency food. I'm talking about if that attack on the power grid they keep warning us about happens and the grocery store goes dark, how long can you and your family eat with what you have in the home, non-perishable food? Do you have 3 months of it? Listen, my Patriot Supply is currently selling a one-year emergency food kit. You can purchase a one-year emergency food kit with $700 in savings right now at preparewithjessekelly.com. Do not wait until the EMP hits. Don't wait until the attackers get to us. Before that happens, get some non-perishable food. One-year kits, $700 off. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Go and go now. Now let's discuss the Pledge of Allegiance, forcing it. Why do they hate it? Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.